Hello, everybody. How's it going? You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Excuse me. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It occurs on Wednesdays between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. It's currently 1 p.m. and 49 seconds, so it's time to get the ball rolling here. We're starting off with a quick announcement for the people. This is because I decided to bring this up today, specifically because I'm in this cancer genetics class, and I had a class this morning, and it was all about different things that are carcinogens or mutagens, and different ways to kind of prevent the mutations from occurring within you that cause cancer. And so one of the big things that you can do is intake vitamin D. So are you taking your vitamin D? According to the Cleveland Clinic, about 42% of Americans are vitamin D deficient, and that number only goes up in places with minimal sunlight during certain parts of the year. Vermonters, I'm talking to you. The easiest and most cost-efficient way to get some more vitamin D is to get out in the sun when you can. During winters like these, even a 15-minute walk outside on a sunny day has the potential to boost your mood, get you those endorphins, and nourish your body with that good, good vitamin. This has been a message from your vitamin-conscious DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. So be sure to go out in the sun or take some sort of supplement. Get your vitamin D in there. It's really good for you. Also, vitamin C, another thing that's really good for you. Eat your oranges. My cancer genetics professor, sorry, I'm kind of rambling about this. She said that, the context here is that we were talking about how red meat is kind of carcinogenic. And so she said whenever her son wants to eat a steak, she makes him eat two oranges, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, I appreciate the vibes. I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle. Keeping your kids healthy. So go eat your oranges. Go eat two oranges every time you have a steak, because that seems to be a good number. We're going to start off with some new music here today. Some fun stuff. We're starting off with the song that I played last week. I'm just obsessed with it. So I figured, hey, we'll run it back. Do it again. It's called Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter off of his new solo album. There's a lot of really good songs on there. I highly recommend Nausicaa, and then in parentheses, Love Will Be Revealed. Okay, I don't know why. That's my fault. I decided to say it. But we're going to start off with that, and then we're going to listen to a song by Lots of Hands called Rosie. And then some more other stuff. We're going to run that, and then we are going to play some fun vinyl singles. There's currently a meeting occurring in the main room here at WRUV, so I'm deciding whether I can run in and get the 7-inch singles or not. I guess we will find out as time allows. We're going to start off with some new songs. I'll be back to you guys in a bit. I hope everything's going well. Hope you're having a lovely Wednesday. Again, you are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Here we go. This is Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. Hope you guys enjoy.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can wait. In your shoes, mama. I need your
Thank you.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Just to Take It In by Ceramic Animal off of their new album, Cosmic Eraser. It's pretty fire. I highly recommend you guys listen to it, especially if you like bands like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which I know I am a big fan of. Just before that, you heard Rosie by Lots of Hands off of their new album called Into a Pretty Room. I really enjoy specifically the album art for this. I think it's kind of cute. And I also really enjoy the song. I like that song a lot. It's probably my favorite on the album, Lots of Hands. Rosie by Lots of Hands. Lots of Hands is the name of the band. And then at the top there, you heard Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. Cameron Winter is one of my favorite frontmen currently active. He is the frontman for Geese, which is just an absolutely amazing band that I highly recommend you guys listen to. I'll definitely play him on my show at some point. Maybe not today, but we will see. I've got two more new releases for you guys. This first one is called Don't Light the Match. It's by The Maine. Maine is spelled M-A-I-N-E there. Like the state, that's pretty close to us, so that's kind of cool. But I definitely recommend listening to the album that's off of. It's called Died, and then in parentheses, 2008 to 2023. It's a kind of like an anthology album of this band, The Maine, throughout the years. And this song is pretty good. And then after that, you will hear Sweet Little Rainbows by Alan Stone off of his new album, Mystery. Very good stuff. I really like both of these songs. I'm excited for you guys to listen to them. Afterwards, I was able to collect some 7-inches in here. So I've got a few fun ones that we're going to listen to and go through together, see how they are. So, yeah. Anyways, here is Don't Light the Match by The Maine. I hope you enjoy.
White lie in a wedding dress, an invitation to my mess. Talk shit, it ain't your fault. I said I'm sorry 10 more times. You set fire to my lines, gossip and alcohol. I take back sex and drama, karma. So don't light the match, no, you're only gonna find smoke. We'll be right back.
bubbly clouds come and flow down. Rest your essence on this sacred ground, yeah. Beautiful water flowing for free. I'm at your altar, come baptize me. What a joy it is to fall into your presence. Yeah, lift my voice so I can call and give you blessings. I'm so in love with you. I fly above this view. Every energy's as I do. Especially purple, green, red, and blue. Open, here is the key. I dive in the ocean, I swim in that sea. Wonderful moisture, heavenly earth. Every morning feels like a rebirth. Well, what a joy it is to fall into your presence. And I lift my voice so I can call and give you blessings. Oh, I'm so in love with you. I fly above this view. Every energy's residue. Especially purple, green, red, and blue.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. Happens between 1 and 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. I hope everybody has been enjoying it so far. You just heard Sweet Little Rainbows by Alan Stone. I really like that song. I think it's got a kind of fun vibe. It's very enjoyable to listen to. And then just before that was the very catchy Don't Light the Match by The Maine. Yeah, I really like that one. Super fun. All right, now we're going to do the thing that the classic Wild Goose Chase move here. I've started calling it that. Where we're going to listen to some random 7-inch singles and see if they are valid or not valid. I should come up with like a ranking scale. A ranking scale for them or something like that. Sorry, give me one sec. I'm just loading up the single that we're going to be playing. All right. We're dialed in. This one, I'll admit, I'm cheating here. This is two songs. They just happen to be on the same side of a 7-inch single. And I feel like we might as well listen to them both. This is by Wandering Lucy. The names are the songs are Arms and Legs, And then you will hear Thrillville after that. So Arms and Legs, Thrillville. Those are the two songs we're going to be listening to. I really like the look of this album, and it had a kind of cool review on it from a previous WRUV DJ. I couldn't find out much about Wandering Lucy. I will get back to you after we listen to one song with hopefully some more info. Another thing that I will admit is a caveat here. It doesn't say on the record whether it's 45 speed or 33 and a third rotations per minute. But I think 45 is the safe bet here. So we're going to start it at 45. If it sounds absurd, I'm going to put it down and turn it to 33. And so just so you know, that might be a kind of jarring switch, if that winds up being the case. But we'll see what happens. I don't exactly know yet. But here we go. Arms and Legs by Wandering Lucy. I'm feeling pretty excited about it. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington, where you only hear the finest of alternative music. You just heard Thrillville by Wandering Lucy. Just prior to that was another song by Wandering Lucy, Arms and Legs. Those were both off of a fun 7-inch single I found in the vinyl collection here at WRUV. I really liked it. I especially liked that second song, Thrillville. I thought that was really pretty and had a really cool vibe. Wandering Lucy was the pseudonym of a singer-songwriter from Vancouver in the early 90s. And she only released a few songs, notably those two you just heard. There's two more that we have here as singles in the record collection. And then she put out an LP called Leap Year shortly after the release of these singles. But I'm a pretty big fan. I don't know exactly what happened. If the band ended or something or whatever occurred. But I did find out that apparently Fred Armisen, the famous comedian, is a fan of Wandering Lucy, or at least was a fan of Wandering Lucy. I thought that was kind of cool. So some fun facts there. But yeah, that Thrillville song I really enjoyed. Now we are going to move on. We have... Okay. This is Everyone is Happy by the Yell Leaders off of, is it from a major release? Yes, okay. It's from their LP Thursday. I don't know much about this, but I'm excited to listen to it. The record company called Don't Records is based out of Milwaukee, and I am a Midwesterner myself, so that's kind of sick. But this song is called Everyone is Happy. We're going to see if everybody is happy, if we are going to be happy while listening to it. Not entirely sure, but we're going to find out. Anyways, here is Everyone is Happy by the Yell Leaders. I hope you enjoy.
Happy in their oblivion to be forever.
Are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Everyone is Happy by the Yell Leaders. I don't know how I feel about that one. It wasn't my favorite style of song. I didn't like the vocals weren't my absolute favorite. I did like the instrumentation quite a bit. I thought it had a pretty nice bridge there in the middle. What I was able to find about the Yell Leaders is that they were, or as far as I can tell, maybe still are, a band based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They had that one of their songs featured in a show, a TV show. Wait, let me find the name. I just had it pulled up. Party of Five. I've never heard of that. I don't know anything about it. But apparently one of their songs was featured in in an episode at some point. The article I'm reading is from 2002, from On Milwaukee, which I guess is a Milwaukee-based magazine. But all of the members are from Milwaukee, and they play to a sizable audience at Summerfest every year. Summerfest, the annual music festival taking place in Milwaukee. I think it's the largest music festival, I think. I could have entirely just made that up. But it's a pretty large music festival. It goes on for a long time. They've got a lot of stuff there. Do not get the chicken. When I was at Summerfest, my senior year of high school... Well, the summer before my senior year of high school. Yeah, the summer before my senior year of high school, I played at Summerfest with some of my friends in School of Rock. And we ordered this fried chicken from a food truck there. And it was really bad. Like, it made all of us sick. And it didn't taste good. So, there you go. Be sure not to check out the fried chicken when you're at Summerfest. Do check out Summerfest, though. It's pretty cool. Definitely an enjoyable experience. Probably one of the best places I ever played. This next song we are going to hear is by Whiskey Town. The song is called The Strip. I don't know too much about it, but it was on a compilation of four songs that I found in the WRUV vinyl library, and whoever reviewed them for WRUV generations ago said that this song was the best one out of the four. So I'm trusting their instincts here, or their opinions, I guess. But I hope you guys enjoy this segment. This is something I do every week, or try to do every week, where I just kind of play fun 7-inch singles that I find in the back. It helps me find new music, helps you guys listen to some new music. And sometimes we find some really crazy stuff. I found some really good stuff searching through these bins. I've also found some really bad stuff. So it's kind of just an exciting, fun game that we play. All right, here is The Strip by Whiskey Town. Afterwards, I'll come back and tell you a bit about the band and maybe some other assorted info, if I can find any. And then we'll listen to a couple more songs, and that'll just about be it for my show today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Here is The Strip by Whiskey Town. I hope you enjoy.
When I see the moon, I hear the sound of the strip. Just calling my name, just calling my name. When I see the moon, I hear the sound of the strip. Just calling my name, it calls my friends' names too. Man, I love the feel when I go out dancing with the women at the bar.
and I love the feel when I go up. Always know my woman's close somewhere. Well, my daddy saw the moon and heard the sound of the strip. It called out his name. It called out his name. My daddy saw the moon and heard the sound of the strip. It called out his name, and it called his friends' names too. Men I love to feel when I go. Dancing with the women at the bar. Men I love to feel when I go up. Always know my woman's cool somewhere.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. You just heard a fun 7-inch single called The Strip by Whiskey Town. I quite liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I was able to find some cool information about Whiskey Town online. So this is a project started by a dude named Ryan Adams, who apparently is pretty famous. He was nominated for a couple Grammys in the early 2000s for different stuff. Apparently he has... He's been praised by a bunch of high-profile musicians. Stephen King says he's the best North American singer-songwriter since Neil Young, which is just kind of weird. I don't even know if that's true. Like, that can't be true. I mean, I don't know enough about the guy to make harsh judgments like that. But that's a high standard. But Stephen King, pretty cool guy. So maybe it's true. But I did really like that song, actually. It was pretty enjoyable, just kind of alternative country type stuff from the late 90s and early 2000s. All right, I'm going to play one more song for you guys before we go. And this one is going to be one that I've been looking forward to playing all night. This is Sex Transistor by Six Finger Satellite. No clue what's going on here. This is... A single released by Sub Pop, which is just an absolutely amazing record label in 1992, back when they were doing a bunch of really cool stuff. And, I mean, they still do a bunch of really cool stuff. I really like a lot of the stuff that Sub Pop puts out, so I'm hoping this is going to be pretty good. The vinyl is red, for some information for you guys. The cover of the vinyl, it has, like, a graphic of a bunch of people in spacesuits, like, standing outside of a building. I don't fully understand what's going on here. And the person in the middle is holding a cell phone, but it's 1990s, so it's like a giant brick, and a ray gun, or some sort of weapon. I don't know what's going on here, but this could be pretty interesting. So anyways, here's Sex Transistor by Six Finger Satellite. I'll come back to you guys with some more info after we hear it. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Sex Transistor by Six Finger Satellite. That was pretty weird. I don't really know if I liked it or not. I don't know. I don't listen to a whole lot of, like, punk music like that, or whatever kind of music that was. I don't really listen to that very much, so I'm likely not the greatest judge, but it wasn't necessarily my favorite. I don't think I will be listening to it on my own time, but be my guest, I guess. Six Finger Satellite was a band that existed in the 90s, based out of Providence, Rhode Island, but pretty interesting stuff. Apparently, people thought they were pretty good, so do with that what you will. That's going to about wrap it up for my show today. You have been tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This has been my show, Wild Goose Chase. It happens between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. Feel free to tune in next week. Typically, my formula is we listen to some new music in the beginning, and then we get into some fun vinyl stuff in the latter half of the show. So it's always fun to listen to some kind of random vinyl stuff, just see what we have in the WREV collection and see what's good and what's not. Yeah, so that's going to be it for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Feel free to stay tuned to WREV 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. There's a great show starting right after me at 2 p.m. So please stay tuned for that. I hope everybody has a wonderful day and a wonderful week and a wonderful life. Here we go.
The beach bugs wave, the ash bugs wave, the frogs and toads and backwood owls, hedgehogs and billy bitch are waiting for his kingdom. The earth waits, the dead breaks, it holds the holly's bloody beads. They are his crown of thorns, he will rise again. Oh, I'm a five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, ladybugs came to the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they played all day at the ladybug picnic.
They had 12 sacks, so they ran sack races, and they fell on their backs, and they fell on their faces. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope it broke, so they just sat around telling knock-knock jokes. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they chatted away at the ladybug picnic. They talked about the high price of furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 12.
Are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I'm your host DJ Scrub Daddy, and this is the Shower Hour. You just heard Ladybug Picnic by Elizabeth Mitchell, and this is Away by Lindsay Chia. Next up, you're going to hear Goroff parentheses Elixir by the Dirt Dirt Band. I think we got a pretty good playlist set up for this show, so I really hope you enjoy a lot of international music, some grooves. My show last semester was 2 hours, and this time it's only 1 hour, and I just have